to understand that they're going to bring it. You know, their fans are die hard. You know, their defense is really good. Their offense is powerful. Our defense is powerful. Our offense is powerful. It's about now going out there and play. Our special teams, we can make plays. We just can't beat ourselves. You look at the two losses that we've had, that we have. We've done some things to kind of beat ourselves. We can't turn back the hands of times. We can't do that at all. But, you know, we just got to make better decisions and just continue to play balls out like we have been.
I was just going to say, is there a noticeable difference between noise level there and most other places?
Well, it's just loud there. I don't know if it's the way they built the stadium. You know, you got so many people talk about, you know, different things or whatever. But I'm pretty sure a lot of that stuff, you know, plays a factor. Architects and everybody else, they know how to do stuff, man. They make a lot of money for a reason. And, it doesn't matter. It's football. We know when the whistle's going, when the whistle blow and the clock is going, we got to go play ball. And that's what we have to do. We can't get caught up into the hoopla or anything else. We just got to go play good football.
You mentioned running quarterback. I mean, Russell Wilson's probably about as dangerous a guy with his legs.
Right.
I'm sure you've been watching the tape of him, but you've seen him out.
Oh, we just gonna go play. We gotta go play and let the chips fall where they may. We can't try to overanalyze, you know, the quarterbacks that we're playing, how they're running, when they're running. If they break the pocket, we gotta go tackle them. If the ref gonna throw a flag, we don't want him to, but if he gonna throw one, he gonna throw it.
The team was able to hit the reset button after the Texans game. Maybe a little bit of help by having the home opener and the excitement of the three-game homestand. How does the team hit the reset button?
You know, we get paid a lot of money to play football. Guys, you know, we shouldn't have to get guys up for a game. We are competitors. We hate to lose. We want to win every game that we play. But that's not reality. You're gonna lose some games. Right now, we're at a point where we've lost two games, and we're at a position where we're 3-2. We have a lot of teams in this league that would love to be 3-2 right now. So we have to own what we've done. Fix up on the mistake that we've made and go play football, man. If we play Titan football, we can't be beat. We honestly can't. We can't be beat. You know, I look at that. We've beat ourselves. We honestly have. And that's not taking away anything from, you know, our opponents. But we've made a lot of mistakes to beat ourselves.
Are you guys – do you feel like you guys as a defense, or is it just defensive players in a whole, as a whole, maybe are targeted more now by the officials than maybe they were in the past?
Well, if they keep handing out $100 million contracts, they're going to keep those players safe. You know, they want Brady throwing touchdowns. They want Peyton Manning breaking records. They want these guys doing things like that. You know, and for us as defensive players, we just want it to be fair. You're asking us to tone down on the hits, to tone down on this, to tone down on that. But not one time have you asked Tom Brady, stop being so good. Not one time have you asked, Peyton Manning, well, don't throw the ball at the corner of the pylon to where your receiver can only catch it. You know, not one time they say a running back, no, stop being so good where you're running through defenses. You know, AP is one of the best running backs I've seen. And they have not asked them to tone down not one time. So for us, I think it has to be an even playing field. For us on the defensive side of the ball, we are taught to defend. That's our job, is to defend, and they're taking it away.
Is it hypocritical for the league to show a big defensive hit on a highlight reel and then turn around and find that guy $30,000?
As far as the league showing I don't know if it's the league showing it. It's the, you know, you got the ESPNs and NFL networks and everybody else. You know, they have to find a way to keep all kind of stuff going, to keep their jobs. All it is drama anyway. So, we're talking, you know, you got some good analysts, some good, you know, commentators. And I love watching a lot of guys. Warren Sapp is one guy I love, him and Dion. But, I just don't agree with a lot of things that they're doing. I just work here. I guess I'm just a part of this Shield thing, man. Having said that, man, I really don't. It's some things that needs to be changed, and they have a lot of power. It's a lot of power, man. That you've given one man, that a committee can go in and change things who've never played this game before. And, I mean, you look at a lot of the former players that are part of those committees, you know, you play too. I've watched film on a lot of guys that played in the league before that are on them committees that are dropping a hammer, and the hammer was never dropped on them.